Jesse Allen here, catching up with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Arlen, let's start with this grain complex, a pretty disappointing weekly export sales report all the way across the board. However, it seems like the market's trying their best to rebound, court especially, at least back towards the unchanged mark. What did you see in that export sales report, and what are you seeing with our current numbers in grains?
Yeah, it was disappointing numbers all across the board, really. We did have some massive grain sorghum sales announced, but that was really an accumulation of sales over the last weeks or months. Not sure how far back USDA was catching up with reporting stuff that it should have been reporting all along. That's positive in the long run, but doesn't really boost anything for today or say what's happening today. So overall, corn, soybean sales disappointing, even pork and beef sales disappointing. We saw strong shipments of pork and beef. We saw good shipments of corn. But there's some sense in the trade that maybe high prices are starting to ration demand. You can't make too much out of 1 week. You can have an aberration, but it certainly caught the market's attention today. But as you said, we came back off of those lows, and that's an indication of resiliency of the markets and the risk that still lies before us, the risk that we're going to have a short safrinha corn crop in Brazil, the risk that we could have some weather problems in the Midwest this summer. So the traders have been quick to come back into the market, particularly for those new crop months.
And looking at corn specifically, I know we tested and got that $6 mark overnight, and we came off of it with the export sales report, but now trying to kind of find our way back there with spot corn. What do you think with this corn market overall, what should producers be looking at with their marketing plans?
Yeah, the trade starts to get nervous when we get to multi-year highs, which is what we did early today, and we'll have to see how we close here. We've had a tendency of late to jab higher and then pull back, but we overall have been still trending higher. So I think what that tells us from a production or producer standpoint is the market has good support underneath of it. We're at high enough altitudes now that the trade is getting somewhat uncomfortable, needs to be fed fresh, bullish news on a regular basis. We failed to get that today, but the overall market seems to have more upside risk than downside risk as we go into the growing season. However, we also need to remember over the last year, we've seen occasions where black swan events that were unexpected, and by definition, a black swan event cannot be predicted, have come in and pulled the rug out from on these markets. So from a producer standpoint, I want to be scaling in my sales, but using some of the tools that are available out there to maintain some upside flexibility, protect my downside at these levels and the opportunity to build equity in my farm, but leave some upside flexibility to participate if the market does go higher. Because if we do have a hot, dry summer in the Midwest this summer, and all this money that's in the market with the higher position limits that we have this year, we could have explosive upside even from where we currently sit.
And real briefly on the hog market today, it seems like it's taken it on the chin after a marketing year low in the weekly export sales report for pork. Is that the reason we're seeing the downtrend in hogs today, or is there something else underlying?
Oh, we saw a break in the product prices yesterday. It looks like we're bouncing back in the product prices this morning on the cash trade. But overall, that was a little bit sobering in a sense that maybe we're starting to ration demand with these higher prices at these levels. The export sales to China, again, disappointing. We are some of the highest priced pork in the world right now. So that's something we're going to have to monitor. Shipments to China were still strong. New sales were weak. So the trade having a little bit of fear now that we are getting at levels that we're starting to slow the demand.
And that's comments with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Coming up this afternoon, we'll recap the market trade as we'll be joined by Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. Look for that episode coming up this afternoon on all your favorite streaming sources and via all of our great radio partners here as well for Market Talk. This has been the Market Talk Morning Update for Thursday, April 15th. I'm Jesse Allen.